we had as far as price wise this week, 520 pound heifers at Kingsville brought $272.50.
Hancock says there were still a few sale barns dark this past week, but expects most barns to be back in full swing in the coming week. Cash hogs ended the day lower on Friday. Processors didn't have to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Prices reflected that. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 75 cents with a weighted average of 44.56. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs and feeder pigs were $2 to $3 lower. Demand was moderate for moderate to heavy offerings. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was $37.50, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $44.68. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We're waking up today under cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 20s. If you think we're going to see any sunshine, think again. We've got two low-pressure systems smacking the state at about the same time. One up to the north, laying down a couple of inches for them, and one to the south, bringing around an inch to the Chicagoland area, which could fling a few spotty snow showers our way, but we're only expecting a trace at most. Not to mention our high temperatures this afternoon climbing into the mid-30s and above freezing. This could sprinkle a spotty wintry mix at us. Otherwise, tonight we stay mostly cloudy as lows fall to the mid-20s, and tomorrow a few flurries may fly early, and there is a chance of maybe some pockets of sunshine by the afternoon, as the high temperatures stay mild for January, back above freezing to a high of 35. And Monday, still stuck under those overcast skies, and we've got our next system, the one we've all been talking about, targeting the Great Lakes region. As the heaviest snow totals tracks further to the south of us, we're still going to get a dumping. We'll see the accumulating snow chance really ramp up Monday night and into the overnight hours, and we'll be waking up to around 2 inches of snowfall by Tuesday morning. As the snow continues throughout the morning and into the afternoon, another inch or two is possible. As the system exits overnight Tuesday, our snow totals will be anywhere from 2 to 5 inches. And we are looking at chances of some sunshine by Wednesday afternoon. And we're getting spoiled too, because high temperatures Wednesday stay into the mid-30s. And this is because another system is right behind the other one and bringing some light snow chances Wednesday night and into Thursday morning. This won't be much, and it isn't strong enough to hold our temperatures either, because after that, Thursday afternoon, we get smacked with a cold front. This brings some sunshine, but also temperatures plummeting to the single digits Thursday night and into Friday morning. We rebound a little bit as another storm system wants to hit Friday into Saturday. This one could be a heavy hitter as well. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 29. That following a morning low so far of 28, and our high yesterday was 37. Well, the record high in 1880, we topped off at 58. Back in 1988, we hit a morning low. It was a record 25 below zero. Last year's high was 29 and the low 14. The sun will rise this morning at 7:34, sunset today at 4:41, and sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:34. Cloudy conditions, the air is calm, no precipitation to report the last couple of days, and our barometric pressure is continuing to fall down to 29.81. Under cloudy skies and following a high of 37 yesterday and a morning low of 28 today, we've rebounded a bit. We're at 29 degrees. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you very much. That's Elvis Presley, a hunk of burning love for your weekend wake up. My name's Adam Hass. It's 6:07. We're at 28 degrees. Congratulations to the Ithaca Bulldog ladies wrestling team last night. They invaded Mauston. Kaylee Manning and Jewel Grosskopf bringing home a couple of medals. We'll have details during our 6:40 and 8:10 sports report. We'll set the stage for a wrestling tournament at Kickapoo and a look back at high school basketball. And of course, great country all morning long up until prime overtime. Here's Blackhawk. Goodbye says it all.
Another back door sneaking in where you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation.
explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Blackhawk Goodbye says it all in our journey to 630 news, weather, and sports.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Oh, yeah.
I met a pretty little girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. And she started in spending my money, started in calling me honey. We took in every honky-tonk in town. We're in the jailhouse now.
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 They told us once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting knives. We're in the jailhouse now.
Holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that must have got caught, his innocence lost.
kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I'll live and learn, do the best I can. There's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
And that is how we wake up in Southwest Wisconsin. Little Billy Dean, Billy the Kid at 6:16. And we're at 29 degrees and our journey to news, weather, and sports gets underway at 6:30.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship, visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Save extra now during the half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Choose Mr. G.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. They have recently received an abundance of donated household goods and clothing. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO. You say you want to let me go. Well, there's one thing that you should know. I'll walk away willingly, and you'll never even hear me leave. I'll go quietly, I'll go silently, but I'll go crazy without you, insane with a heart so blue, they'll have to lock me away. I won't last one day without you, baby. I'll go crazy. I never thought I'd see the day
when I'd have to walk away. But I still think there's a ray of hope. But you're the one who's letting go. I'll go easily. I'll go.
Remember, Sammy Kershaw did a version of that song. That's the original from the Amazing Rhythm Aces and third-rate romance.
Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous.
You can join us anytime at WRCO.com, on the Civic Media app, and right here on the old FM 100.9. Well, we have some listeners in Black River Falls. A great big thank you. Mesa checking in. Florida, Georgia, Kentucky. Hey, the usual stopping by. Even a friend from Iowa. Thanks for joining us today. 29 degrees with Martina McBride. She's a happy girl.
I used to live in a darkened room. Had a face of stone and a heart of gloom. Lost my hope. I was so far gone. Crying all my tears with the curtains drawn.
Now's a good time to remind you, happy wife, happy life, and happy spouse, happy house.
I'm a happy girl.
Martina McBride's a happy girl. 628, we're at 29 degrees in our journey to 630, news, weather, and sports. Here's a classic from Johnny Horton, and who didn't have the 45 of this song, am I right?
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. dogs, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them, on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in, on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them, on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 6:30. We're at 29 degrees. Time for a news update sponsored by Scott Industries. You can enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, which include unparalleled opportunity for career advancement, a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker, and by Computer Connections, Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Adam Hess. Here's what you need to know. On Friday morning at approximately 4:08, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a one-vehicle semi-crash on Highway 151 northbound at the McAdam Road overpass, with a secondary semi-crash occurring moments later. Jason Beckman, 49, from Lakeview, Iowa, was traveling northbound on Highway 151 in his 2014 Peterbilt semi-tractor and trailer when he left the roadway on the road's left side. Beckman struck a guardrail and continued traveling northbound, destroying approximately 150 yards of metal guardrail and wooden posts. The semi then struck the concrete guardrail barrier on the 151 bridge, causing the tractor and trailer to split. The trailer plummeted to the creek bed and roadway below. The trailer was loaded with pork belly and scattered throughout McAdam Road. At the same time, the tractor rolled on its passenger side and continued sliding northbound on Highway 151 across the bridge. The tractor came to rest, teetering over the edge of the bridge's concrete guardrail barrier on the north end. The engine separated from the tractor's cab and came to rest on the center line of Highway 151. Moments later, James Gordon, 56, from Waverly, Iowa, was traveling northbound in his 2020 Kenworth, pulling a fully loaded hopper trailer. Gordon struck the engine with the front driver's side of his rig, causing the front steering tires to be damaged. Gordon's vehicle veered right and slammed into the guardrail on the right side of the roadway. Gordon controlled his semi safely, and it came to rest on the shoulder of 151 on the right side of the roadway. Gordon was not injured in the crash. His tractor sustained disabling front end damage. The trailer was not damaged. Beckman's truck and trailer were both a total loss. Beckman sustained severe but non-life-threatening injuries in the crash and was transported to Mercy One Hospital in Dubuque. The northbound lanes of 151 were closed for approximately 9 hours while crews worked to clean up the wreckage. Though the crash is still under investigation, it's believed that the crash occurred due to driver error. No apparent mechanical or environmental factors played a part in the cause of the crash. Citations are pending further investigation. On Thursday evening at approximately 10:34, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies made contact with an individual who had an outstanding warrant. As a result, Thomas D. Naughton, 54, of Blanchardville, was arrested on charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. Naughton was booked into the Iowa County Jail, where he remains. A Lafayette County couple charged in the death of a baby were in court Wednesday. Ted Allen reports.
The sheriff's office there was made aware of a possible child abuse case involving an infant in Belmont just before Christmas. After the sheriff's office learned that the baby involved died in the Madison hospital, an investigation led to the arrest of the baby's parents, 23-year-old Maria Guadalupe Atlawa Aguas and 24-year-old Azaria Aguiar Gonzalez. Two are charged with first-degree reckless homicide and physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing great bodily harm, both as a party to a crime. They were given a cash bond of $1 million. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor opposes keeping Republican Donald Trump off the ballot in the battleground state, saying that those who think he should be disqualified can, quote, vote against him. Governor Tony Evers also told the Associated Press in an interview on Wednesday that in order for President Joe Biden to win Wisconsin, he must be a frequent visitor to the state and focus his message on the success and issues that matter to the middle class, not just the argument that the fate of democracy is at stake. Four of the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a single point. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who has pushed for full legalization of recreational marijuana, says he's open to a more limited medical marijuana legalization being promoted by Republicans. The Democrat told the Associated Press on Wednesday that he would prefer to get it all done at once, but if medical marijuana legalization is all that can be done now, he'll be supportive of that. Republicans have been working behind closed doors for years on a medical marijuana bill, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in December that they would unveil it this month. Republicans have reportedly rejected full legalization. A ballot placement drawing will be held Monday morning at 10 in the City Clerk Treasurer's Office, located at 450 South Main Street in Richland Center. Two candidates for the office of Richland Center Mayor have been certified to appear on the ballot for the April 2nd spring election. The position of Richland Center Mayor is a two-year term. The candidates are Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. The deadline for candidates to file nomination papers and declarations of candidacy and campaign registration statement was Tuesday, January 2nd by 5 p.m. Wisconsin law requires a drawing of lots to determine the order of the candidates' names on the ballot. The candidates' names will be printed on uniform slips and placed in a box for drawing. The first name drawn will appear first on the ballot. The second name drawn will appear second on the ballot. The drawing, which is open to the public, will be witnessed and certified by the city clerk for placement on a consolidated ballot for electors to vote. Candidates are not required to be present for the drawing. Since there are no challengers for the other races, a drawing is not necessary. The extended deadline has passed for anyone interested in running for the District Number 1 alderperson seat currently held by Connie Hoppenjohn, who did not return nomination papers by the deadline. That means there will be no ballot candidate listed on the April 2nd ballot in District Number 1. It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin, with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless? Our meteorologist Brittany Merlot calling for mostly cloudy skies, maybe some snow showers, no real accumulation today. We're looking for a high of 36, 26 under clouds tonight, mid-30s tomorrow, and flurries and clouds will give way to partly sunny skies. Monday, cloudy with accumulating snow overnight, a high during the day at 37. During the overnight, anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of snow possible, with a high on Tuesday near 36. 34 Wednesday, 24 Thursday, and it gets really cold on Friday. We're looking for an overnight low between Thursday and Friday in single digits, with a high of 21. The high yesterday was 37, our morning low 28. Currently, we're at 29 degrees, and we'll have a look at sports coming up next.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-942-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
WRCOFM Radio Sports, sponsored today by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales and insurance agent, and offering interior design services, and by Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. We'll have a look back at a wrestling tournament the Ithaca girls were involved in. We'll have a look back at high school basketball with Phil Nee, and Bill Twining previews today's wrestling action.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the free Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. The Ithaca Bulldog ladies wrestling team participated in a tournament, a 20-plus team tournament last night at Mauston, and both of Ithaca wrestlers brought home medals. Kaylee Manning finished in second place in her weight class. Jewel Grosskopf brings home a fifth place medal for the Ithaca Bulldogs. WRCO-FM Radio Sports will have coverage of a wrestling tournament going on today in Kickapoo. With a preview, here's WRCO's Bill Twining.
The 54th annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational will be held today at Kickapoo High School in Biola. Wrestling will be underway by 9 o'clock this morning, and tournaments will run concurrently in both boys and girls divisions. The defending champions are Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative in the girls tournament and the Iowa Grant Highland Varsity Reserves in the boys event. In the girls' tournament, there are 17 teams entered from our area, Richland Center, Ithaca Weston, River Valley, North Crawford Seneca, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Hillsboro, Brookwood, and the host squad from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. The boys' tournament today at the Lee Griffin Invitational includes Richland Center, North Crawford Seneca, Hillsboro, Brookwood, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Cashton, Viroqua, Westby, Onalaska, Blair Taylor, host Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, and varsity reserve teams from Iowa Grant Highland and La Crosse Aquinas. The tournament's two most valuable wrestlers both return to seek another championship, Ethan Hady of Richland Center and Maddie Zuby of Viroqua. Other returning champions for the boys are Alex Klum of Viroqua, Jackson Hughes of Onalaska, and teammates Ryan Flynn and Jackson Schramek of Blair Taylor. In fact, both Ethan Hady of Richland Center and Jackson Tramek of Blair Taylor are two-time winners at the Lee Griffin Invitational. Returning runners-up for the boys include Cole Brenninger of Richland Center and Isaac Tyne of Hillsboro, while among third-place medalists returning are Tyler Miller of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Colton Clark and Maverick McCauley of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, and teammates Jaron Grimslet and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca. For the girls, in addition to Maddie Zuby of Viroqua, other returning champions are Gianni Babel of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Darcy Jelenic of North Crawford Seneca, and Kylie Klum of Westby. Returning runners-up include teammates Mariana Miller and Caitlin Higby of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. There is also a pair of former champions from 2 years ago, who both missed last year's event, both from Richland Center, Emma Haiti for the girls and Teague Perkins for the boys. Today's wrestling at Kickapoo High School in Biola will begin around 9 o'clock this morning. WRCO Sports will have reports throughout the day from the annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational. For WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
In boys basketball action, Richland Center and River Valley faced off last night. Phil Nee filed this report.
The River Valley boys basketball team won 65-36 over Richland Center on Friday night. The Blackhawks never trailed after jumping to a 17-0 lead to start the game. The Hornets did not score until 10:30 left in the half and trailed 33-16 at intermission. After a slow start to the second half, River Valley got back on track with a good team effort, and they went on to improve to 5-6 overall and 2-1 in the Southwest Conference. The win by River Valley avenged two losses to the Hornets last season. Junior Houston Thatcher led the scoring with 19 points. Cole Nabefeld added 11. Javin Willey played strong in the post and finished with 10. Owen Bailey had 8 for the Blackhawks. Brady Myers 7. Reese Rhodes and Keegan Heiser each had 3. Cole Drakenberg and Brady Favreau both had 2 points, and Isaiah Olson scored 1. The Blackhawks were tough beyond the arc as they made 9 3-pointers. Thatcher made 4 of those for River Valley. The team shot 13 for 22 from the line. Liam Fingerson had 10 to lead the Hornets. Hayden Bindle made 2 3-pointers for 6. Jaden Shep and Brady Dosh each had 5 points. Wes Bosworth and Trayton Shep both had 3. Tyler Woodman and Garrison Weiss each had 2 points. The Hornets went 9 for 18 from the line. River Valley won the JV game 54-10. Following the 65-36 varsity win, River Valley will prepare for Darlington on Monday night at home. Richland Center is now 2-10, 0-3 in the Southwest. They will play Baraboo this Saturday afternoon at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The game will tip off at 2:20 p.m. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. The Riverdale boys basketball team won its third SWAL conference game this season with a 66-57 win over Boscobel. Andre Tainter had 22, Carson Kenyon put in 20, and Caleb Tracy added 10 for Riverdale. Tucker Schmidt-Cox led the Bulldogs with 22. Gabe Davis put in 18. Fenimore over Mineral Point last night, 63-52. It was a win for Dodgeville over Lancaster, 62-52. Platteville over Prairie du Chien, 70-53. Darlington, 78. Southwestern, 60. River Ridge with a big win over Benton, 78-30. North Crawford, 81. And Waniwak Center, 31. Boston, 79-47 over Adams Friendship. Wisconsin Dells, 72. Wautoma, 62. Aquinas with an 83-63 victory over Sparta. It was Schulzberg beating Belmont 73-43 and Barneville down Judah 68-26. Kickapoo defeated North Crawford in girls basketball action by a final of 41-29. Elizabeth Stovey led North Crawford with 14 points. The leading scorer for the victorious Kickapoo Panthers was Jaden Snagel with 12. The Ithaca Lady Bulldogs picked up a victory last night over Seneca, 72-45. Arcadia over Viroqua, 45-31. It was a win for Royal over New Lisbon, 66-24. New Glarus, 72. Wisconsin Heights, 31. Edgerton, 55. Barneveld, 44. And Belleville with a 69-45 win against Waterloo. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is your Trane heating and air conditioning systems dealer. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. Kleppe Grain Service serves farmers with grain hauling needs throughout all of southwest Wisconsin. With Kleppe Grain Service, you get on-time delivery and quality service. Quail Run Golf is a sports bar located in Richland Center. The restaurant and bar open daily at 11 a.m. with daily specials on food and drinks at Quail Run Golf.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart. Just one more night, and I'm coming off this long and winding road. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Home, sweet home. Tonight, tonight, I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Home, sweet.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Save extra now during the half price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale in Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Choose Mr. G.
Well, I just got a message from my wife saying that she's in Ithaca right now and it's snowing. And I said, snow? And she said, yes. And then I looked outside here and, yep, we're getting snow. Brittany Merlot saying we should only see a trace on the ground today. We're at 29 degrees en route to a high of 36.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
From one Star Spangled Celebration memory to another, Daryl Singletary to Dwight Yoakam on RCO.
I got it.